hope you're tucked in, because you are now in bed with Dr. Sue. Dr. Sue.
Hi everyone, it's Dr. Sue, and I'm back once again for the Summer of Domination on In Bed with Dr. Sue. And today, I'm bringing you a delightful woman who I ran across on Instagram, Gushy Goddess. Gushy is one of the few women who is quite open about being a switch, among other delicious treats that she brings to the kinky table. Gushy Goddess is a woman on the move. Not only does she spend her time enticing you boys to come play with her gushy goodness, but she runs her own BDSM toy store, kinkychoices.com. And along with Papa Sweet Cheeks, they are working on turning Philly kinky one toy delivery at a time. I know you're going to fall in love with Gushy as much as I did. I'll be right back with Gushy Goddess right after this. Maxim Magazine calls it one of the 100 things to do before you die. The Los Angeles Times calls it the mother of all Halloween blowouts.
Saturday, October 31st, Halloween night, at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. It's the 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball.
That's right, fellow freaks. The Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, and the insanity will be mind-blowing. Three giant rooms on two levels provide you with 6 hours of erotic intensity and entertainment, featuring the Psycho Circus, Phantom's Lair, the Red Room of Pleasure, and the Human Zoo, along with the hottest DJs in Vegas and LA burning up the dance floor. And don't miss the Lifestyles Expo, where you can pick up all your kinky toys and meet some of the sexiest folks in fetish. The 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball is going to be huge, and I've scored you a discount on your tickets. Simply go to wanttickets.com/rubber to save $10 on each general admission ticket you buy. Get your tickets now, because the price goes up the closer it gets to Halloween. Right now is the best time to buy. Go to wanttickets.com/rubber and enter the promo code RUBBER to get your discount. And don't forget to grab your VIP tickets for even more freaky fun while you're there. That's wanttickets.com/rubber and enter the promo code RUBBER. The 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, Halloween night. Join me, I dare you. This is my chat with Gushy Goddess.
Okay, this is my interview with the sweet and wonderful, okay, well, she's not that sweet, she'll take you down if need be, the beautiful Gushy Goddess. This is take two because we had a technical issue yesterday, so luckily enough, she was kind enough to indulge me one more time to do this interview, so I know it's recording this time. Thank freaking God.
Okay.
So we were just, now, let me just tell you guys, first of all, this is so weird because we're doing this all like again, so it's just so weird. I found out about Gushy on Instagram. Twitter's my thing. You know how everybody has their own social media. They're either a Facebook person or a Twitter person or Instagram. I'm just starting to branch out a little bit. I went into Instagram, and I found Gushy. And Gushy is like, Miss Taffophile said this to me. Gushy's my spirit animal. Because she's so open and so honest and isn't afraid to be who she is, even though she's still learning like we all are, and we're all evolving and we're all dealing with ourselves. It's just so magical to see you out there.
Aww.
Not giving shit. No, it really is. And that was one of the things that compelled me to go, okay, I got to get her on the show because of that. It's not just the confidence that you have. It's the fact that you're willing to go, yes, I have confidence, but you know what? I'm still building it. Yeah. And I'm still getting there. So, and that's what I love about you.
Yeah, it's definitely, it wasn't easy. It's not easy. And people like to make it seem like it is. It's really not. Not for everyone, at least.
Well, no, because everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own background. So let's get into that. How did you even get up into domination at all?
I've been into it for about 8 years. As a dummy, I'll say about a year and some change. I'm still learning. It was just natural desires. I was looking for someone like my partner, you know, and...
Papa Sweet Cheeks?
Yeah.
Do tell everyone about Papa Sweet Cheeks because he is, like, awesome.
Papa Sweet Cheeks is my daddy. He's my partner. He's my sensei. He's the one that lets me off of my leash and lets me know, like, go get it, you know? He's that person for me. He does it for me. And
he's your spirit animal.
Yes. He lets me know, like, all that weird shit you like, people love it. So go get it, you know? So he's that for me.
Papa Sweet Cheeks is so good with you in the sense of he's always building you up and always letting you know. Because let's let everybody know, you are a submissive to Papa Sweet Cheeks, but you are not a submissive to anyone else.
Right, correct. Correct.
And there's a lot of women who would turn around and say, well, you can't be submissive in a dom. What do you say to that?
That's a lie. Like, this is just me, and we struggle with that. Like, honestly, it's a, you know, like, power exchange almost daily. We go back and forth, you know, just trying to be in control, and that's just relationships in general. You know, women go through that. So, I mean, I just know my role. Like, I'm just aware. You know, I'm a little bit more aware of what the situation is versus other people that just, you know, don't understand.
So what do you say to people who say that you can't possibly be a dom if you're submitting to Papa? Shut up.
Shut the fuck. Shut up. You don't know. You don't know my life. You don't know my struggles.
And you know what? I still will always say that I think being on the submissive end of things will always make you a better dom anyway.
Definitely. It opens you up to so much more. You understand so much more. So I think that's a plus for me.
Well, what does it feel like for you to submit? Is it releasing?
Yes, it's release.
Freeing?
It's freeing. I don't have to think in this time. I don't have to worry about anything. He has it in control. You know, for this moment, you know, I don't have to worry about anything. That's my release. I enjoy that. That's how I don't know, that's how I get my fix.
Well, I think it needs to be said that in corporate America especially, we have gentlemen who, for whatever reason, they're in alpha states all day long because they're running these huge corporations, and you'll find a lot of them are submissive when they go home because they exactly what Gushy just said. I don't want to think anymore. I don't want to do this shit anymore. I don't want to be bothered. So, you know what? I just want to walk through the door, fall to my knees, and not have to think.
Take the weight off my shoulders for a second because I'm running shit everywhere. You know.
And women do that especially. We juggle so many things. We have so many balls in the air.
Yeah.
That it's nice for you to be able to have that moment of just, okay, forget it. Because even to stay dominant 24/7, first of all, is very draining.
It is.
And there's a lot of women who have nervous breakdowns and whatever because they're trying to stay in that revved up state all the time. And it's not healthy.
It's not. And I refuse to do that. I'm going to find my peace regardless of anybody. Like, I don't care how you feel. I'm going to be happy with me and whatever I'm doing. Like, either like it or you don't.
So as a kid, were you picked on or were you a bully? What were you like as a little kid?
I was a tomboy. I didn't play with girls. I play with the boys. I stay to myself. I'm an introvert. Like, I watch people. I'm very observant. So I know who to deal with and who not to. I pick people. I choose wisely.
And that's good. Yeah, because you don't want garbage in your life. You got enough.
And I've always been like that. So I really didn't have too many issues.
So you've been mainly an observer, which I think is also a very good quality. Like, you grew up just kind of sitting back watching everyone else and how they behaved and how they acted.
I have a large family, so I have a lot of characters around me. I just watch. I learn from them. So I'm good with that.
What do you think of female supremacy?
It's freaking awesome.
It's awesome, and yet you won't necessarily turn around and say, I think all women are better than all men.
No.
Right. See? So that's, but this is just my point, is when you nail someone down and go, they're like, I'm a female supremacist, or I'm a feminist, and, you know, all women are the greatest. And then you nail them down and you go, okay, no. All women are better than all men. And everyone backs up and goes, no. Right? Because it's true. There is no one really better than anyone else. So that's why I have an issue with it.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing a sub has ever requested from you? Anything, like, gross?
It's
or weird?
Bro shit all the time. It's weird shit all the time. Like, I'm getting used to it. Like, I'm learning to just take it all in and, like, okay, people are crazy and just move on. But I can't think of anything.
Are you going to be doing real-time sessions or are you primarily online?
I want to do real-time sessions. I think that'll work better for me than online because I'm short with people. So if you don't grab my attention in enough time, you're gone. You know, like, there's no getting back. But real-time, I like to see people, the reaction. I like to manipulate people. I love the, yeah, I'm better with real-time. I'll say that. Yeah, I like to get my
attention. So, but right now you're doing primarily financial domination?
Primarily, I'm still just learning, so it's I'm whatever I can get into, I'm there.
So just think that if a sub is coming to you and they're going to request something, provided they do it politely, you're willing to look at it.
Yeah, I'm open to anything except for like submission, because guys try to come as subs and then ask for the craziest things. I'm open. I'm pretty open to a lot of things. Nothing illegal. Nothing, you know, too crazy.
How do you think you're different from everybody? I mean, I know you're different, but how do you think you're different?
I'm able to switch on you. Like, I take you, I look at, everyone is different. So I have the ability to handle you for what you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know how to work people individually.
You're not doing the cookie cutter thing where you're just screaming and yelling.
Definitely not. I can't stand it. I hate it. So it's definitely more personal, I think.
What's one of the things about submissives that come to you that drives you crazy? Is it that they're not learning about you? Because it seems to me that most of the women, one of the biggest pet peeves is, you're not finding out about me. You're just simply saying, can I serve
right.
you?
Right. It's like more so of a fetish than trying to learn about anything about me, about yourself, or like just wanting to be humiliated or degraded or something like that. It's like, this is just your fix for now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't anything long term. And it's just, it annoys me after a while because it's like, I don't care for it.
So if a sub's coming to you and they want to serve you, what sorts of things do you enjoy the most? What do you love doing? Like CBT or sissification, or because lots of women love certain things.
Definitely CBT. Cockball torture all the way. I love it. I love to be worshipped, starting from my feet up, my whole body. I just, I love for subs to adore me and love me. I love to see the them stumble and trip over themselves.
She's trying to get your attention and see, you love seeing them.
Yeah.
You love seeing them with fear.
Yeah. I love to put fear in their heart. However I can manipulate.
So manipulation, you love manipulating men.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Like, when you manipulate someone, are you just doing it mostly with the mind? Are you doing it with your boobs or your ass?
However I can get it. Like, and it's real life, so it's like, I like to hit home. I like to get personal.
What do you mean by that?
Someone had an issue with, like, big women. You know, like, they love, you could tell that he loved big women, but he just was struggling. I don't know, what he's like this fitness freak or whatever. And it's like, I'm trying to figure out, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you here right now? Why are you on my page? Why are you hating so hard, but you love it at the same time? You know, so it's weird. I like to figure out what's going on with you. And I'm like, hey, is your mother a big woman? Okay, come to my DMs. We're going to talk a little bit. You know, I just like to dig a little deeper that way.
So this fitness guy was obviously having issues with the fact that he's so into fitness, yet he's so drawn to bigger
yes.
women, because you are a BBW
yes,
bar.
Absolutely.
So then, and you got to understand, Gushy's going to start doing what I'm doing, which is getting into the psychology of it, and when she does that, you guys are going to be dead.
This is all still very new, but I enjoy every moment of it.
She loves peeling you open like a banana.
Yes.
One lovely slice at a time, just to see what's going on in there.
Yeah.
What do you do to chill? Like, it's got to be difficult with all the balls in the air, because you have a full-time job, right?
Yeah.
So you have a full-time job, plus you do the domination, plus you do the submission. Sorry, but submission takes time,
yeah.
too. I don't know how you keep all this going. Like, what do you do to just go,
I smoke. I smoke, but the submission is my release. That is the time.
When you just go, I don't have to think now.
Yeah, and my family. I love my family, so I...
You spend a lot of time with them?
Yes, I do. And I will leave this whole world behind and subs and everything. Like, don't bother me when I'm here. You know, I have my time with y'all when I'm ready. But other than that, like, I have my... I try to keep things separate, so it's a lot.
Well, you have to. Yeah, you have to. You got to kind of separate everything and put it into compartments in order to balance.
Yeah, definitely.
You are also doing clips. And is clips basically your main meat and potatoes? Is clips is where you're getting most of your stuff from?
Right now, mostly, yes. I'm just everywhere with it. I am doing clips. I'm working on... my page, getting that up. I'm working on my Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, tell everybody what your website's going to be called. I love it.
Gushy Motherfucking Goddess.
.com.
Gushy Motherfucking Goddess.
I absolutely love that. Do you think it was Papa that got you more into domination?
Yeah, because I find myself... he don't want me to say this, but he's a switch for me, too, sometimes. You know,
you can practice with him.
Yeah, like, so we go back and forth. But he's definitely shown me... this relationship has shown me the our rules and how difficult they are sometimes and how diverse
and how
people are and how diverse the lifestyle is, period. It's not just, you know, dime sub, just, you know, standard bullshit.
Right.
See.
And it's okay.
It is.
To be both. Because we are all both.
It's okay to be who you are. Just be you. Do you. Don't worry about anybody else.
Don't worry about fitting in. Oh, my God. I can't implore that more. Please stop trying to fit in. It's the worst thing you'll ever try to do.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing. And I think that's the reason why we have all these mental health issues all over the world that we do, is simply because everyone's trying to conform to everyone else's standards. And those standards change by the millisecond. You can't.
Crazy. One minute is like, oh, you need to work on this. Like, I literally had somebody tell me, like, oh, one point it was like, oh, you're so insecure, you this, that, and other, run it down. And then a year later, it's like, oh, you're arrogant. Like, you just this bitch, whatever.
Right?
So it's like, listen, I don't care. Like, I'm not trying to fit in for you or be something that you want me to be. I'm over that shit. Like, you'll kill yourself.
That's the part that I really, really love about you, is the fact that you've reached this point in your life where I'm not going to apologize for being a BBW. I'm not going to apologize for it. I don't give a shit. That's who I am.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it and you don't like the fact that I submit plus I'm a dom, then move the fuck along.
Exactly. Like, I don't have time for it.
So you're doing clips. What's your best selling clip, you figure?
Definitely my belly clips. Those.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You do a lot of belly work. No, seriously. And because I don't do any clips or anything, I just find that fascinating. Is there a lot of guys out there that really like bellies?
Yeah. Everyone loves my belly. They love my navel. I have an outie, but it's the innie at the same time. So it's like, I didn't know people love that either. I thought it was strange, but I love myself, and I'm a nudist. I love being nude, naked. So my biggest thing is putting clothes on. Try not to be, because I was getting reported so much for just being free.
Well, because Instagram, for those of you that don't know, it's not like Twitter. Twitter, you can put up naked shots, and yeah, you can still get reported, but nobody bothers. On Instagram, oh, Lord, it's like, it is a different world completely. Instagram, if you even blink the wrong way, somebody gets your account shut down. Now, you can get it back open again, but it's just, it's annoying.
Yeah, it really is.
You should do most of those pics on Twitter. Then you don't have to deal with that crap.
Yeah, I'm working on Twitter. It's just, I feel like I'm talking to myself on Twitter.
There is an issue with that. And like I said, everybody has their own social media forte. Some people like Facebook. Some people like Twitter more. Some people like Instagram more. Hell, some people like Pinterest more. It's just all whoever happens to be doing it. I'm still, like I said, kind of learning the ropes of Instagram. And it's just it's so fascinating to me how each social media has its own click, its own little ways about it. And if you don't conform to them, you will find.
Yes,
it's like, they have no lives. Like, really? You're going to sit there and point out everything I just did wrong? Give me a break.
But believe it or not, I spend a lot of time on Twitter because I like to read. I like to, these diamonds on Twitter. My God. Beast. I love it. I really love it. I enjoy it. Where Instagram is more so, oh, they look good. They use a few hashtags. you know, get some attention.
That's what I'm noticing, too. There's more conversation on Twitter than there is on Instagram. Yeah. It's more, Instagram is more for, I think, men, because men are very, very visual.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. More of a guy's thing where they get to go in and troll around and look at all the pics that women put up. So from a picture standpoint, it's a good point. Yeah. But to get to know people on it, no.
That's why I'm working on Twitter, Thomas. I figure that out.
And it is a learning curve, and you just keep kind of poking around. I still can't get Facebook to do anything I want it to do. That's between me and Zookie there. Me and Zuckerberg need to have a chat, because dude's letting that thing go to hell as far as I'm concerned.
If Facebook died for me so long ago, I'm still trying to hold on, but...
I still keep my page up and everything, but at the same time, it's like, okay, when you don't show... if you have 100 followers and you're only showing my thing to 3 people, what the fuck is that? Like, it just blows my mind. It's like, what the hell? You're deciding who gets to see my shit? Fuck you.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that was...
Yeah. Like, if you... on my page, seriously, I got, like, maybe it's only, like, 100 followers on my Facebook page. And it's fascinating to me because you do a post and it will tell you how many people you reached. And on average, if I post something, it's 3 people.
Wow.
What do you do when you're not working? Just chill out with your family, do your thing.
Yeah, coupon.
Couponing. That's right. We were discussing that last night. You do couponing, which I still think is the most coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I learned from YouTube. I learned a lot from YouTube, actually. But yeah, it's tedious. It's time consuming.
It's time consuming, but it's got to be also relaxing to some degree.
Yeah.
Like, it's just you clipping coupons and doing your thing and figuring out what you're going to do.
And you in the store and you those numbers and everything that they drive, like that, the feeling you get is overwhelming. I'll be having hot flashes.
Right? Because it's got to be like a rush. Like, when they're adding it up and adding it up and you haven't put your coupons through, I would be like pissing myself.
Yeah, you see the savings, it turns you into a monster. Like, you would hold this person. Don't talk to me. I don't care about the people behind me right now. I just need this money to be right.
Have you ever gotten a zero? Have you ever been able to get everything for free?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So cool. My family loves it. They think I get everything free.
I think it's just like I said yesterday when we were talking, you can't do that in Canada, and it sucks.
Yeah.
It totally sucked. I would love to be couponing because I just think it's a blastoid to be able to walk in there with get all this shit and then walk out not paying anything. It's just like robbing a bank. I love it.
Yeah.
Who do you think is your biggest influence? Yeah, like who around you inspires you the most?
Papa and my mom.
And I can see that because Papa has, like I said, been very much a mentor. I haven't been on Instagram that long and you can see it. You can see it plain as day that he is like this awesome mentor. What about your mommy?
My mom showed me the ropes and she ain't even know it. But she tells me to go for it. Like, she just tells me to embrace myself, embrace everything that is in me, and just go get it, do me, and be happy.
So she doesn't come down on you and make you change?
No, not at all. My mom wants to, she wants to know details.
So does she like what, like, I would imagine everyone knows what you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and she's cool with it?
Yeah, they don't understand too much, but it's like, oh, okay, as long as you stay... Oh, you get money? Cool. They, you know, they're learning.
And again, because you're doing you, it's not a threat to them.
No, they just tell me that I'm weird from time to time, but they love it.
The thing is, there's a lot of doms out there that have to lead double lives because their families wouldn't understand, which is a shame because you shouldn't have to hide who you are.
And that was my struggle. That was the whole just wanting to be free and just do me. It's like I was tired of holding everything in and feeling like I have to hide who I am because of other people and not because of too much my family, but just the people, their friends and their family. Like, I don't want people to look down on them like, oh, you know, you're such and such is doing this, she over here doing that, and it's just, I had to get over it. You know, they say go for it, I'm just going to go for it, and you have your opinions, they don't pay my bills, so I don't give a damn.
There you go. And that's actually a really good way to look at it, is that, you know, is the one with the mouth open paying your bills? Mm-hmm. No? Well, then move along, motherfucker, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why do you love being a dom?
Because I'm fucking kinky as shit. Nasty. I love that people would do anything you say just because you say so. Like, You know, just because I opened my mouth and said these things, you're going to do it. I don't know. It's just this power that you have is just...
It's intoxicating.
It really is. It feels so good.
Everybody goes, yeah, well, okay, we know why, you know, people like Saddam Hussein and Hitler were, like, really popular. Because, seriously, when you get into those positions, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, just keep telling me I'm great. Oh, yeah. It feeds your ego. Sometimes a bit too much.
Yeah. Yeah, because then you have people look at you like you're freaking crazy and think because I'm a BBW that I shouldn't think that way. And it's like, how dare you? And it's like, oh, motherfucker. Like, this is me all day. Like, if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. I can't change this.
And you wouldn't, because that's just the thing. Why would you change who you are to try to conform to someone else's beliefs? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
So how religious are you?
I grew up in church.
So how do you resolve that?
Gospel actually helped me pursue this lifestyle.
Really?
Yes, and it's crazy. Like I told you, like that breakdown that you were talking about, I felt like I was going through it, feeling like I had to live two lives and just like not sure or whatever. And I just had to take the time and figure myself out and just, mm-hmm, figure out what everything meant. And
so how do you resolve, okay, so if you resolve the fact that, yes, you're Christian, and but there's a lot to be said about people, your right wings, your conservatives who are out there saying, well, how can you possibly be a Christian and do what you're doing?
Because I look at the message behind it, as far as just making peace with yourself and just walking your own path and things that way. It's like you can't believe everything you hear. And then it's hard to... It's a struggle with me still, as you can tell. I believe what I believe. I have my feelings. I know what's what.
But what would you say to someone who said you're not spiritual? You can't possibly be close to God if you're doing the things that you're doing.
That's not true, because He wants me to be happy, and if these things make me happy, then why not?
How did the gospel get you through? I'd love to hear that. How did the gospel get you through and get you going in this direction?
This guy, he had a campaign called Get It Done. And it's like, okay, every day move, do something to get it done. Whatever your get it done is, you know, whether it's losing weight, whatever your goals is, every day do something to pursue it. And my thing was Kinky Choices. I'm the owner of Kinky Choices, the adult toy shop, things like that. And I wanted to do passion parties and host private parties, swinger parties, things like that. It felt crazy to me. Like, I don't know why I want to do this so bad. Like, these things make me happy. And this is just who I am. I'm just kinky. Like, I'm accepted. I'm just trying to accept myself. And it's like, I can't go against how I feel because you tell me this book
says you're doing
it
wrong.
Yeah, it says I'm going wrong when I know in my heart, and if this is what makes me happy, then I'm going to go for it.
So did Kinky Choices come first, or did the Dom come first?
Dom. I've always been this dominant person, so I think I just learned my role coming up with Kinky Choices and just showing people that you have options to lifestyles and as far as your bedroom, sex, and the things that you want to get into. And it's like, you don't have to follow society of what's right and what's normal and what's acceptable. You know, so I came up with Kinky Choices, and then I was really just trying to come up with a name for, like, my hostess name or whatever, and I came up with Gushy Goddess, and then it was just like, I created the Instagram, and then that's when I was just, you know, looking, doing my research, and I was just finding these people, and just, like, you know, dominatrix, and when you hear dominatrix, you think of this wild dungeon type thing.
You do,
and
yeah, exactly.
Not me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like I'm like this quiet, shy type of person. It's just like I work people how, you know, quietly. Nobody talks about me. So it's just like coming up with this and trying to be free. That's how I found, you know, through Instagram, I found the Dami world or whatever, and just exploring it a little bit more. So the Kinky Choices was just me. I mean, the Gushy Goddess is just me just showing.
Coming off of Kinky Choices. So Kinky Choices, did you go to a passion party and someone showed it to you and you went, damn, that's a really good idea?
Yeah. So it was actually hosted at my house one time, and then I went somewhere else and I did one. And I didn't like them because it was just so blah with the vibrators and, you know. And I'm like, I want something, you know, I need some lips and shit like that. I want gags and something I can really have fun with, something different. and I just, the parties were all the same. You know, everything was the same. So I went.
It's all women, vibrators, everything looking girly, everything being, no one's touching that side at all.
Not at all. So I want to take it there.
And so tell us about Kinky Choices. Kinky Choices is your toy line.
Yes, it is my toy line. It's my business. And we host passion parties. We do private parties, swingers parties, birthday parties, whatever, small get-togethers. We're hoping to do events and get in touch with our community. Like, we're in Philly. So we're really trying to get in touch with the community because there's a...
Well, there is a big kink community in Philly. We know that.
Yeah, definitely. So we're just working on that. And
so, and you've got the website is coming up for that. That's not the one that we were talking about. So kinkychoices.com is people can buy stuff without having to go to a passion party.
Right. You can buy discreet shipping for personal orders. You don't have to go to a party. If you like something you want, it will ship it out to you. That's direct contact with me personally. Or Papa Sweet Cheeks, depending on schedule, however we're working things.
But it's mostly you doing it, right?
Mostly me, yes.
So they don't have to worry that you're not, you know, going through this huge corporation. It's just you and Papa, and you guys are just trying to get everybody kinkified.
Yeah.
In your own way.
In your own way. Just accept what you are, and we're going to help you explore it.
So you can go to kinkychoices.com, where all these really fantastic whips and chains and horrible things. So you're thinking of doing real-time sessions, obviously, in the Philly area. If anyone wants a real-time session, can you do one now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good.
I would love to ball busting, smothering, just any. I just want to do everything.
Smothering, the trampling, the cock and ball torture, the ball kicking, the anything. You'll do anything, basically,
yeah,
right?
And yeah.
Any hard limits that you won't touch?
Not that I can think of right now, except for, you know, like we say, anything illegal. But nothing I could think of.
So you're pretty much open to anything. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you because they would like to have a real-time session, they can do so, right?
Yes, they can. The best way to contact me is by email right now. GushyGoddess@gmail.com. But I'm working on getting my site up, GushyMotherfuckingGoddess.com.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
I just love it. You're just so unapologetic. It's just so great. You're just magical, I swear to God.
I'm a unicorn. I call myself a unicorn. I am. I'm a polycorn now.
Unicorn.
I have so many hustles, so many things going on.
You do. You have like a ton of balls in the air. But like I picture you as a unicorn and taking your horn and shoving it up everyone's ass. I can just see you going down the street just poking everyone as you're going down the street.
Yeah, I've walked the streets with a freaking unicorn.
I put a dildo on your forehead.
I made a unicorn horn with the ears and everything for my birthday, and we walked the
street. Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah, and everybody's heads were turning like, what the fuck? So, yeah, that's going to be my thing. Me and Papa, we're going to take these toys out. We're going to hit the streets with my unicorn horn on, and we're going to...
I love it. Do it. That is so cool.
Yeah.
So get in touch with Gushy. You can, obviously, I'm going to have all the links and all of her information up on the show page for her. You're going to see some pictures of Gushy, too, because you have to see her gushy goodness, because she is just so gushy and smushy and wonderful. You should actually hit up the BBW conference one year.
I was thinking about that, and there was something coming up actually in July around my birthday. I wanted to go.
I was gonna say your birthday's coming up. When is your birthday?
July 20th.
July 20th. So you're probably gonna hear this shortly before her birthday, and I expect you all to go to Amazon and or anywhere else and shower Gushy with all kinds of unicornly goodness.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there anything that you want anybody to know about you that no one knows?
I don't give a fuck. But I'm the sweetest. Nothing else, really. That's pretty much it.
Know that she is an amazing person, and you really do have to check it out. Get all your toys from her. You can do just about anything with the Gushster. She is amazing, always will be. She is my G, the original G. She is an OG now. See, because she's original Gushy.
And I will get better with time, I promise.
Oh, don't ever apologize for your inexperience. You got to figure it out as you go, and that's the best way to do it.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you, sweetheart, for being on the show. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that you did this twice for me. Oh, God.
Thank you.
You are amazing. Make sure that you hit up the show page and go and visit Gushy.
Yet another woman able to balance being sweet with being cruel. So many choices, boys. Remember to hit up Gushy's show page on InBedWithDrSue.com for all the links to get in touch with her. And don't forget, her birthday is on July 20th. So hit up that Amazon wish list and make Gushy all wet. Till the next Summer of Domination show, enjoy your steamy summer. And thank you for listening and for all your comments. Keep them coming, hopefully just like you.